6 p.m. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant?
Here.
Councilmember Bailey?
Here.
Councilmember Wilson?
Here.
Councilmember Alfabeto?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Alfred?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here.
We have a call.
But there's nobody to talk to.
Do we have any, item three, citizens' participation?
No, ma'am.
There is no one signed up to speak. Item four, discussion and possible action on the City of Kirby website revisions. At this time, we are waiting for the company. They are stuck in traffic.
I was.
Really?
Oh, I was passing the Dairy Queen when you texted me.
So, since we're, before they get here, if anybody wants to put bullet points, then we can discuss that until they're here. So that when they get here.
Monique, who are we hosting that website with right now?
Public Alliance. I think maybe just a little background. We started working with them, at the end of 2015, so we launched our existing site in October of 2015. And so they hosted and managed it for us, and then we have six staff persons that have logins, to be able to update the individual pages.
Now, do they do that through WordPress?
Yes, it is WordPress, it shows.
And Tina, do you know offhand how much they charge us for hosting and managing that website?
No, I don't. It's $50 a month.
Okay.
And that's just them hosting it, because all the changes are actually made by the six members' staff.
So if there are any major overhauls or changes, they charge fees for that. For example, now that the audio is run, for these meetings is run through the website, they do charge a small amount every month for the time to put the recordings up.
Now, do the recordings go into do you pay for cloud storage? Because for all those recordings, they have to go somewhere.
Yeah, and they do have them set up in the... Dropbox. They set up in Dropbox for us.
Dropbox is on the cloud, right? Or you can put it on there.
Yeah.
So they would make the modifications and things and updates also. And they charge by the hour, right? They charge by the hour when they do modifications, updates, and things?
Not usually. They charge by the hour for things like loading the recordings or changing pictures. But if we wanted to do, let's say, ads and pages or complete page changes, they would charge just for that service, give you like a proposal just for that rather than hourly rate.
Okay. See, that's a
thing. Oh, yeah, per job. I see what you're saying.
And that's the thing that I wish that we could do is change our pictures more often, because that's the part that gets to me antiquated.
But we should be able to do that through WordPress.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, because when we have to change pictures, and I believe you may have said when we change pictures, you can't change the wording or something.
In the shell of the page, because the way it's set up is that we can change the internal content, but the shell is set. And so if they change pictures like on the home page top, banners,
oh, these have got to be computer people. There's no way they're not.
So you're talking the main picture when you first pull up our website.
Can you pull up the website on the screen? So that while we're
that picture right there, if we change it, we're charged.
Yeah, there may be a way for
I think it wouldn't be that hard to learn how to do that.
No. And that's what I was like, because it would be nice to be able each time, to change it so that you're not looking at the same thing and then oh, look, they made a change. Oh, look, they made a change. Let's go back and see. Oh, look, it's a new picture. Oh, look, it's a current event.
Well, I would like it, because if it's the City of Kirby, first thing that you see is a church bank and trust. city of Kirby.
And it, and if our people with the logins, if they know how to do WordPress,
the oldest building.
They'll be able to change that front picture too. They should be able to.
They can figure out what it is.
This, let me introduce, this is Public Alliance. So we have Chris, Ken, and Mary with us. And so we were just kind of talking about what our capabilities are as staff with the login that we have to change, and then the things that we have to go to you all to do. And one of the questions is about, like on the main pages, some of the pictures. And I know that I don't know how to do that, so we always go through you all. Is that something that we could set up where staff could change out pictures? Or is that part of the shell of the page here?
Definitely, you know, the site is on WordPress, so we do have an ability to have other people kind of come into the system and update pictures, media, things like that. Typically, the homepage visuals that we put on there, we don't usually give that over to clients, just because we've had instances where some of our clients have broken the site. But that doesn't mean that we cannot do that. It's just typically not something that we do. But we can do that and provide training on, you know, being able to do things like that. Even if we're able to do a video gallery, if we put a video gallery together for you, a media gallery or photos, we could train you on that system as well. So a lot of the site is able to be manipulated by, you know, someone that doesn't really even need to have coding experience or development experience, so.
And I know we were discussing before you got here, is that through WordPress?
It is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would say at this time it would be more feasible to have somebody train, or you train one of our people to be able to change the pictures on, like, you know, our, when you pull up our website,
mm-hmm.
like Councilman Pierce said, it shows Shirts Bank and Trust.
Yeah.
That they don't represent the whole entire city. So we want to be able to have the pictures changed periodically,
mm-hmm.
without having to go back to your company to be charged every time.
Absolutely. Yeah, and just to give you some history, so back when we built the site, I think that was in 2015. You know, one of the things that, and this is for any client of ours, we always want to gain assets. And the assets meaning it could be video, it could be imagery, content, things like that. And the photography was one of the things that we really wanted to get to really kind of spruce up the website altogether. So basically what we did at the time, there wasn't a budget for photography. So we went and we found some stock, or we found some other, you know, archive photos, and we were just able to utilize that. Because we had a lack of imagery to use.
Right.
So that's
okay.
How that kind of existed.
Okay. And as far as it's hosted, so you're with Public Alliance.
Correct.
And the site is hosted with Public Alliance. So does that mean you have your own server room?
Right. So what we have is a third-party hosting provider. They're out of Austin, Texas. They're a tier 1 provider, meaning they're, you know, right in line with a Rackspace or things like that. They're called WP Engine. And Public Alliance actually has a dedicated server with WP Engine, which means the server that you guys are on, you only share space with Public Alliance clients. So in other instances where you're on shared servers with GoDaddy or Rackspace or anywhere else, or even WP Engine, you're sharing with unknown companies out there. It could be a gambling site, could be a porn site, it could be, and what happens is when you're in that kind of environment, if they get a lot of traffic going, it could crash and bring down all the other sites that are on that server. So what we did, Ken's my business partner, we made a decision back, I don't know how many years ago now, I think it was around 2014, to get this dedicated server so that we could provide more security for our clients, more guaranteed uptime, and so forth. So that's kind of how we went that route.
Okay, now when you say dedicated server,
mm-hmm.
how many clients do you have on each server?
So we have one server that's basically replicated in different data centers through WP Engine. So if one location goes down, there's others that pick it right up. So you know, that's what, when I talk about uptime, that's how they kind of get around that. So every hosting provider will always guarantee 99.9% uptime, because there's always a time where that site will go down at some point. That's just the nature of websites. So they put those kinds of things in place. But the dedicated server that we have is Public Alliance owned. However, it's stationed with WP Engine.
Okay.
And that's what we pay for every year.
Okay.
And if I could add too, we're also through that, this year we actually just updated the Kirby site with an SSL certificate, which is a $50 a year cost. And that provides security. So anytime that you're sharing any type of information, or someone that goes into a site, fills out a form, purchases something, anything like that, that information is secure.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for that SSL cert, that's just for one, right?
Correct.
It's not a wild card?
I'm not sure what you mean.
A wild card is for up to five domains?
No.
This one's per domain that we have, so it's per this one website only.
That's a little expensive.
You can go on GoDaddy. The yearly cost is $69 a year.
My company does $39.99.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, and we could detach this one, and if you want to do that and y'all just kind of handle that SSL, I think we can do that, so I would want to talk to WP Engine without a problem. So, yeah. And you're saying that's $39 a year?
$39 a year.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
$39 a year.
Okay.
That was through Netcom.
Okay.
Now, we were also talking about the audio recordings that we've added to the site. Mm-hmm. And I had asked, do we pay for cloud storage for that?
Yeah, so through our dedicated server, we have a, based on all of the clients that we have, I forget what the storage is, but we have, I don't, do you know what that is by chance, Mary?
Well, how the audio works is,
yeah, I'll let you come.
So, hi, I'm Mary. So right now the file is condensed and stored directly on the site. They're not stored through a third-party cloud system, so it's all managed within the server. And then with the server, it's WP Engine does offer cloud capability, but right now it's, instead of having it like through SoundCloud or YouTube, any of those third-party systems, we condense your file, that way it's able to manage on the site and doesn't overload it, because loading it up natively typically will crash the site. Just
video.
Okay, so that brings me to the question of, with our monthly hosting, do you know how, okay, so if we're being charged, is that $50 a year for the SSL, and what are you charging us?
$50 a month.
For the hosting as well?
Yeah, so it's $600. And we, in 2011, when our company formed, we were charging at the time $35, and we maintained that for, I think it was 3 or 4 years. So we didn't make that jump in hosting until, 2015, or actually, no, we were on $35 even when we started.
I think it was last year when we changed it.
I think it was 2016 is when we changed it.
Okay.
So, and that's just due to rising costs and the amount of money that we pay as a company for that dedicated server, so it's kind of all that.
Yeah.
And then anytime, you know, anything kind of happens technically or with the server environment, you know, where we have to work with WP Engine, that's what that $50 a month covers. So it's not really like a web maintenance as far as like, you know, updating your content and pictures and things like that. It's more on the server side.
Okay, great. I would think that for us to be able to change our pictures, if we can have somebody trained on that,
absolutely,
that would be really, really great.
Okay.
I did want to note, currently on the site, the header page on the homepage, that one is actually coded through you'd have to go into the back end and actually go through HTML and the PHP to update that. So depending on who actually gets trained, we may need to look at a workaround to make it more user-friendly where they could drag and drop. I don't know what the skill level of the person would be on there. I know we have a couple.
The hero image?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the hero image on the top of the site. Yeah. Since newer sites that we've built, we use a service called Divi Builder, and it's very user-friendly in terms of people can drag and drop. They usually call it a WYSIWYG builder. What you see is what you get. But your site was built before we started implementing it into the new sites. So a lot of it is very, you would call it vanilla WordPress. So you have to know proper HTML coding and whatnot. So that's just, I just want to put that out there as a possibility where there's a hiccup.
But really what you could do is you could upload an image to media on the back end of WordPress and then just know where that what the media file is called, and then you could copy paste that into where the code is, and we could show you where that is.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it would change it that way.
So I just want to give a heads up that whoever will be in there is gonna maybe have to just read through like a line of code and understand, oh, this is where I place my image. Mm-hmm. If that's above the skill level or above people's comfort level, we can work around it to make it completely code-free, but there may be an additional time of updating it. So we can address it when we actually get to training or whatever, so.
Okay, yeah, I would be good with that.
Okay.
And then the other thing, there are some items on there that really aren't there anymore, but they still show up. So there was like a mayor's blog previously on there, but that has since been taken. But on different pages, you can actually access it. You can't type anything on it, but there's still some old stuff that kind of isn't there, but then it shows up. So I personally would like to see those pieces cleaned up just so that it's, you know, fresh and clean. But also, we have our economic development, you know, committee that are trying to do different things with that. So I think it would be, again, something that was, that if we could make it at least relatively simple or relatively accessible to be able to change pictures, you know, for highlighting a business or ribbon cutting ceremonies. I mean, we have pictures up there that have actually been up there since 2015,
mm-hmm.
Since it was open. And some of those people, you know, like the children, they're not our kids, you know, they're not even in our community piece of it. So, you know, it would be nice to see pictures that are reflective of Kirby.
Absolutely.
You know, and real life pictures now. Mm-hmm. There's pictures on there, of course, in the history part that have been there for quite some time, which I agree that that's, I believe Councilmember Pearson, Councilmember Grant were talking about, you know, older buildings and stuff that are in the city of Kirby, you know, to highlight those or to show those and, you know, something that's interactive with a community just rather than just seeing the same thing and, you know, just passing it on because there's nothing dynamic about it.
Yeah.
I know that we had just recently for the business directory, that was semi-interactive where somebody from the outside, one of our businesses can go in and log in. So that was something that was new. But that was, I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's just the fact that it's not a real dynamic website as far as that piece. And we're when we had asked our city staff, hey, can you update pictures? You know, their concern was, well, we can't because if we do, the whole page is gone. You know, we have to take down the page, especially when it comes to the city council as far as pictures changing. And, you know, we had somebody leave and then it was a new year. And, you know, so then those pictures couldn't be changed. Or, you know, maybe we had somebody absent one day, so the picture still has to be there with absent, you know, one or two people. But we couldn't change it because then it would delete everything else, which is especially important for the fact that on that, under our government page where the city council is, that's where all the recordings are. You know, so it would be very concerning to me that that picture couldn't be changed without, you know, being afraid that all of the other information would disappear or be lost and take some time to recoup.
Well, the thinking that you, you know, with all the imagery and the updating is something that we always encourage our clients to do. And, you know, a lot of our clients, we actually have retainers for web maintenance work. So they basically allow us every month a certain number of hours so that we go and do those things for them. So, and that's, you know, we've never had a maintenance agreement. You know, it's really just kind of on a case-by-case basis. So we don't actively monitor Kirby. It's just, you know, Monique will, or Patty will communicate with us and say, hey, we want to do this, and then we go and do the work, you know, and base it on the time that we spend to do it. But that is the idea. I mean, any website that we do, we want to take care of it. You know, I always say it's a living thing. It needs to keep growing. It's like your house. You put in new carpet, you mow the lawn, you clean the windows. It's like you got to do the same thing for the website, because you have to give people a reason to go back. And I think it has good information, but it could be a lot better. So that would be something, again, that if we train, you know, one, two, or three of you, that you all would be able to do that.
And I'm confident that we have tech-savvy
sure. Oh, yeah.
That would be able to do that. Chief, would you like
to? Yeah, just a quick question on the pictures. Is it possible to maybe load a library of, say, 100 photographs and then work into the program that, you know, every 30 days, 90 days, a week, that the pictures rotate through the library? That way nobody has to actually go in and make the change, whether it be on our end or their end?
We've had to look into an automated system to do that, because natively WordPress won't just do scheduled updates for pictures. You can do things where it's scheduling out posts or content itself. Like typically that's a process that bloggers will do, is like, oh, I'm gonna write a post or a blog and I want to go out next month. That could be something we can look into when we do the training, is maybe beforehand we come up with some options out there and present them to you guys, mm-hmm. but it may result to additional development.
Or the other option that currently exists is you could take 100 images, 50 images, and dump them into the media portion of WordPress and just have them back there. So anytime anyone would go into the back end, if they wanted to access certain photos, they go into that media portion, select the photo, and place it in where they want it, on a certain page or a post or anything like that. So that's capable. But as far as like automatically scheduling something to happen, that's a lot tougher for that.
But you could have a gallery available to where if we wanted, our person that was trained could go into that gallery and just draw from it.
Yes, and that's what exists right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I would say about that, just so the group knows, is, you know, with web, you always want to make sure that you minimize the weight of the image. So we want to, you know, we want it under a meg, typically. Because when you do something where you're putting in high-res imagery into websites, it's going to weigh the site down, which means your page load speeds are going to be severely decreased. And so it just makes for a bad experience for the user, because then they're waiting for something to kind of scale in. And then by that time, they're already doing something else, and they lost interest. So.
Able to do that, how soon would y'all have somebody that would be available if we moved with that to sit with our staff and train them?
It's really just scheduling time with probably me and Mary in our office. We would train in our office in our conference room to be able to show on a big screen and take them through, and we can have them practice pages, posts, uploading imagery, things like that. Typically it's 1 to 2 hours. You know, again, it's kind of dependent upon, you know, how savvy the person is, you know. The one thing that we always say too is just, you gotta practice. It's really easy when it comes down to it, but if you do it sporadically, it's not gonna come easy. So it's just keep practicing. And also you could be working on pages that aren't live in the back end and see drafts of them pretty easily. So that's a good way to practice.
I'm gonna say, you can also set up a saving site for them so they can see, make edits to the homepage.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the great things about our hosting providers, we're able to basically replicate the website and putting it on a staging server, and you could be working and doing all kinds of things on that website, and it's never going to show on the live site. but it exists within that system. So it's all together. So that's another option.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you.
Staff could, I mean, that would be feasible for staff. I know that there's a small select, I mean, handful. Well, mine, I could, I was going to put it here, but I couldn't, so I was looking on my phone.
Are there any pages you don't want
to
look at?
Well, see, just like even that homepage, you know, something that was dynamic to Kirby, you know, to change that, you know, we had, you know, had an interest in changing that, but, you know, it won't change, or it would unfortunately change the rest of the welcome and, you know, like delete the page. So that's what we were concerned about, that our staff couldn't change anything without removing what was already there.
Yeah. Is there a possibility, I know some sites, that picture was scrolled.
Yeah, so that would be something that we'd have to integrate in. So there would be a little bit of time for us to do that. It's not extensive, but it is something we can do, definitely.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because like even on annual events and things like that, it's stuff that we still do, but I mean, it doesn't have all of the different activities on there, nor is it current. And then kind of like under the, there's a development tab.
Yes.
So, you know, somewhere there, in my opinion, if we could have something that, you know, was dynamic to the Economic Development Committee where they could actually put their events and different things because, you know, like breakfasts and their business alliance meetings and that kind of thing mm-hmm. to show, you know, this is what's happening. And then, you know, even pictures of our city services, you know,
sure.
Public Works, and I mean, we have that section there too.
So like, even looking at something like this, now I don't believe we did this page, but this is something where we would want to give you kind of a template or a layout to follow when you're uploading information like that. Because if you look at the page right now, you know, you see three images, they're all different sizes, and then there's a huge white space on the bottom right side. You know, we would never want to do anything from a design perspective. So we would want to kind of coach you and tell you, like, here's how I would build out that page and do things like that. I would probably highly recommend to, you know, if we can get professional photography, because it's going to make the site, it's going to beautify the site, make it more compelling. So someone's going to want to be in there and look around. So I'd really like, you know, look at all the different landmarks or the things that you really want to do. Get a stockpile of these photos and just have them. And like we were talking about, you could upload all of those into the media if you wanted. But more importantly, you're going to have to size all of these like hero images at the top. They're going to be a certain pixel width and pixel height. And we're going to have to tell you that too. So we would be able to train you on all of that as well.
But as far as the dimensions and the specifications, that could be like for each one at the top, I mean, it could be, our staff would know in advance so that we know this is what we're looking for.
Yes, for all, like we could say all the top imagery, you know, header imagery is going to be this size, and you would have that always as a cheat sheet item or something. Yeah. But I would want to, like here, I would want to grid something out and make it a little more impactful. You could even create a gallery in there so we can talk about that. We could even, if y'all are interested, we could integrate the Divi Builder into this, and then we're talking a whole lot easier for the user. You know, then you're dragging and dropping, you can create buttons, you can create all kinds of things. And what we would do is basically style it so that all the buttons are there and you don't have to worry about changing a font on a button, changing a color thing, because it's going to follow a style for the whole website.
Do you charge by the hour for web development?
We do. And that's $100 an hour. And all of our maintenance work, because y'all are clients of ours right now, we charge $75 an hour for maintenance. So if we were, just to give you kind of a clear understanding of what $100 would be in 75, so $100 would be like, you know, we want to create this brand new feature in our website that's going to be interactive and, you know, We could even use the business directory. You know, we want it to do more, we want it to do this, and we basically will spec that out, and that's more of a development project rather than just kind of maintaining the website. It's a brand new something that's gonna be integrated into the site.
That would be $100 an hour, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And everything that we've done, you know, we'll always quote it to Monique, and she'll approve or not approve, or find ways to, you know, do something with, that's more cost effective or something like that, so.
Would there be an option if we eventually had a city employee that was able to code and build it and then present it to you to post?
That would be kind of a, I think, a hard thing to do to integrate, because, you know, some developer, are you talking about an actual developer that's coding something? If we'd want to take a look at the code probably before we put it in, but that's, we could look at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's either, you know, we pay you guys $100 an hour for development, and then we might have somebody on staff that could do the same thing you're doing, which we just build the website and present it to you guys to host. So then at that point, you're telling me that y'all would need to look at the code to see if it was okay to put it to host it?
Yeah, so WP Engine only allows certain environments to exist within their servers and so forth. And one of the things, it has to be a WordPress site also. So we'd want to just make sure that all the code is looks good and will comply with WP Engine standards.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's basically it. Mm-hmm. Patty, can you hit Control 0, please? Okay, it didn't do anything. I think it's because you're replicating and it's blowing the screen out, so that's why those icons are intruding on the titling. Just wanted to make sure it was.
And that was, I mean, I know that that was another. One of the things that some of the residents were saying, that they couldn't view the website, and so it was suggested that they use a different browser or what have you, because it, the way that it appeared was the words were on top of each other, or it was off.
So here's part of the challenge with browsers. Right now, I can see you're using is that Explorer? Or is that
that's Chrome?
That's Chrome. So generally speaking, when we look at all the analytics, an older demographic is always going to be using Internet Explorer. And that could be a 60 plus. And what happens is Microsoft did away with IE, and they don't even support Internet Explorer 9, 10, 11 anymore. You know, Edge is over or has been developed or whatnot. But even that's kind of like going by the wayside. Firefox, Chrome, Safari are the top browsers. And so whenever we develop, we're basically developing for those browsers, because that's what most people are on. The challenge is that most of the older demographic, you know, have bought PCs that are 5, 6, 7, 8, even 10 years old. They come installed with Internet Explorer. They don't know to go and update it. And so they're sitting there looking at an old browser that has never been updated, and then it's trying to translate the components from the website, and it's never gonna be right. So that's always a challenge, and we've been, you know, we deal with this with a lot of our clients too, because sometimes they have older demographics, and that's always something that we talk to them about.
We can also put, you know, wordage like down at the bottom of our website. This website
optimized
best viewed
for,
in Chrome.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Firefox, Mozilla, or like that.
Because I think that was one of the questions on the site before that you had answered, that it's.
Yeah.
It's also set up so that it scales to devices, too, because I know we, you know, as people say, it looks different if you open it on your phone.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I couldn't see it. I was like, it's,
yeah.
It scales to the
side. Mm-hmm.
That's why I was glad when she was able to get on the computer, because I was like, I couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I know WordPress is currently working on doing an update. They're calling it Gutenberg, but it's a Google and WordPress are partnering together, and it's supposed to be coming out in the next couple months, but it may help with some of the formatting issues. They typically call it more of like block design, so it's kind of squaring things off in blocks. So you'll even probably see when your people start to go in there, or if people are already in there, you may have already seen some notifications for it. So we may have to do additional training when it's officially launched, or if you guys are interested, we could set up where we have you guys beta test the Gutenberg, because you have an option currently right now on the back end, and see if that builder helps with some of the issues, just with the site being older and the internet's constantly changing. There just may be some things that just need to be updated, which could be addressed with Gutenberg. Just food for thought.
Does anybody else have anything? So if you, Monique, if you can just, after the meeting and, you know, maybe next week, the next or the following week, if y'all can just get y'all's thoughts together and just maybe get a time, yeah, just and coordinate something and just see if that's something that you have staff for currently. I mean, we're shorthanded, so.
And whoever goes to the training, you know, and they learn how to do this, you should have them write down step by step by step and have it in written form or put it in a file on one of the on the network, and we'll always have it.
One of the things that we've done for clients is also we basically record ourselves, you know, here's how to post a blog, here's how to update media, here's how to create a page. You know, we can do that sort of thing as well. If you would like that option,
that was helpful because for posting minutes, they did a video kind of step-by-step for the minutes.
And I would like to explore those options, and even even though that isn't in form yet, I mean, I think it's better to be proactive if we do move forward with trying to train our staff, that we go with something that is potentially coming because, you know, it's inevitable that it will change. And that way we're just that much ahead instead of learning one thing and then going back and saying, oh, by the way, this just changed. And I understand that it's a forever changing market and that it's forever changed design. But I think it would just be better if we do move with that the staff learns the might be or the soon to be coming. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's a, you know, there's screens, when we were learning stuff, you know, we always called it the sandbox where you can, you know, you can't mess anything
right
up. You know, it's like, this is just pretend. So
yeah.
I like the fact that there is something in the background that, you know, they can, and then also where you can actually see, okay, this, yeah, I like this, or no, I don't like this before it's actually published. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just one comment too. I know some, I think it was you, Ms. Pierce, about the blog. If you all wanted to reinstate that, that does exist. I mean, we would probably highly encourage you to use it.
And that's what the thing, I don't necessarily know that it would just be a mayor's blog. I think it would be important.
We could open it as a normal,
you know,
blog or news update.
That wanted to, you know, present something, whether it be from our police chief or from our fire chief or from our public works director, from anybody on city staff, from anybody on city council, you know, just to get, or even, I don't know, even an employee highlight, you know, this is the employee of the month or something that actually speaks to our residents specifically on a specific subject, not so broad, but.
Yeah, because I think, I mean, that in itself will create updated content all the time. So all the events that you guys have, I mean, employee of the month, I think is great. And then you can also translate that to email and email that out to residents where they click and it brings them to the website. So you're giving, you know, more of an opportunity to bring someone in that way.
Awesome. Does anybody else have anything? All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Monique, so you'll get with me and, okay, all right. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming out.
Take care, thank you.
All right, nobody else has any? Tina, Patty, Monique, Chief, you have any comments about that? All right, we will adjourn the special meeting.
Now I know why the webpage looks like crap on my computer because I have Internet Explorer.